Instagram. What engages you most on Instagram?
Personal stories.
Yep.
Mostly it's from people that I follow, like celebrities and things like that, but also just getting a peek inside of my friends' everyday lives. You know, not the perfect stuff, like not the pictures that they post, which are great. Like, I know a lot of people are very critical about, oh, you know, that's not real life, but I think it's your highlights. And if you just take it as somebody's highlights and celebrate their highlights with them, I think it's great.
Yep.
And then when they give you a little peek in the Instagram stories about how their day's really going, I think that's a great way to connect with people. And I think it's fascinating when I'm watching celebrities or, you know, people I don't actually know.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I am Neil Smith, and I am joined by a special guest today. First time on the podcast, my wife, Katie Smith. Katie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And we have a podcast together. We'd love for you guys to all go listen to, and not guys or girls. I say guys, generally speaking, just to clarify. But Coming to New York City Podcast is a podcast that we do together. We share our life, our story, our experiences, and we want to help people have a great time in New York City. So you want to maybe, Katie, just give a little teaser of what Coming to New York City is?
Yeah, so Coming to New York City is something we started about a year ago. On Instagram, if you follow me, at Coming to NYC, I really share our day-to-day life about living in New York City with kids and what it's like, you know, since we've moved here 5 years ago. And then we also do the podcast, and we talk not only about living in New York City, but also visiting. So, you know, a lot of friends who want to take vacation here will listen to the podcast and get our tips and tricks and all of that. But then also a lot of people I found are just interested in how do we live here? Why in the world did we move from our house in Texas, leave all that behind and come to an apartment in New York City? So we do a little bit of both, traveling and moving. And so it's been really fun to do with you over the past year.
Yes, we have had, and we've gotten really incredible feedback from the podcast and met some incredible people through the podcast. And so that has been a lot of fun.
Really,
so today we're talking about social media and the church. And so, Katie, I want to get some perspective from you because you are not, you don't work for a church. You have not worked for a church.
No.
You are a social media user and you are a church member. And so some perspective of how can churches better engage moms? Because I think practically, in you know, as I even look at the guests on this podcast, a lot of them I think are just maybe just friendships, but it's mostly men, you know, that are engaging and leading this. But yet the most of the people that, that we're engaging or that are engaged on our platforms are women and a lot of them are moms. And so I thought it would be helpful for us to talk through what how can the church better engage you and better engage you in your life stage? And where are you engaging on social media? Why? And what would you be looking for from the church? And so maybe just talk a little bit about where you engage on social media. What does that look like for you on a day-to-day basis today?
So usually where I engage the most right now is Instagram. It does have to do with the fact that, you know, I have my own Instagram page that I'm running and all of that. But also, you know, I enjoy looking at other people's pictures and I enjoy seeing what everybody's doing and checking their stories. So I like Instagram because it's a little bit of everything. Like I said, it's the pictures, but it's also the stories. And so that's probably where I'm engaged the most. I still check Facebook a little bit. Because everybody is over there. And by everybody, I mean everybody, like my mom and her friends too. So I can check up on everybody
and not,
over
not
there.
Not your mom and their friends too. Your mom and their friends mostly.
Yes.
And then
a few others. So I can check up on everybody over there. Sometimes I don't stay long because of the topics people are talking about and things like that. Just get a little old to me. So I check Facebook and then I go to Twitter, like in the trending. I really don't follow a whole lot of people on Twitter, but I'll just check the trending to see, you know, what's going on in New York City, what's going on with my favorite shows, you know, that kind of thing. So that's where I'm spending most of my time.
And then, so Twitter for that. And then YouTube.
Yeah.
How are you? How do you engage on YouTube?
I probably watch embarrassing things.
Yeah, you can admit them here. You can admit them here. It's good.
So I'm a fan. I don't know. I like makeup tutorials and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm really into this Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson series right now.
I think that goes beyond makeup, though. I mean, I think it's interesting.
It's business. I mean, so
storytelling.
I didn't realize it, like, when I first got into it. I just thought it was mostly makeup, but Jeffree Star is like, he's insane, but he's like such a smart business guy, and I love watching it for that part of it. I love Shane Dawson, his just demeanor and him learning this business with Jeffree Star. I think it's, you know, I think we can see a lot of ourselves in that. I watch the Dolan twins.
Okay.
Just because I think it's funny.
Okay.
Things like that. Yes. So I watch Try Guys and Hot Ones.
Okay. Yeah.
So usually, like, that's kind of like an escape. And I actually have found myself watching that more than TV lately.
Yes.
Like going to bed or, you know, just when I have a few minutes. That's become more. Yeah, I watch that more than TV right now.
I don't know how many people I've heard that from of, you know, I'm actually watching YouTube more than I'm watching TV now.
Which is really surprising because I was watching more TV probably up until about 3 months ago.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it took a turn and I have all these shows, you know, episodes and things I want to see on YouTube that I'm like, I know which days they come out with new stuff.
Yes.
Which is interesting. I didn't think I would be that person, but I totally am.
Yep. I'm really intrigued to see where even some YouTube data switches in the coming months that come out of just people watching longer. The Shane Dawson series, I think, is every church leader should go watch it to learn from it. What he did with Jake Paul as well, and now what he's doing with Jeffree Star, I think church leaders can learn a ton from a storytelling perspective around that, and it's really intriguing. And honestly, it's not mega produced. It's well produced, but it is pretty simply done. It's got a YouTube style and format to it.
Yeah, and it's just him really behind engaging. His camera.
Yeah.
I mean, behind his computer doing all the editing.
Yeah.
So it's not like he has this huge team either. It's like him and his camera guy, and they edit it down. And
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He's still doing all of his stuff. And I feel like they really changed the marketing game. I mean, they, through the series, they convinced me that I needed this makeup palette, and I've never bought... I mean, I've bought makeup before, but nothing like this. Like, I was on it when the site was, like, crashing on launch day, and I bought the palette, the whole thing. And so if they can get a 38-year-old mom to buy this palette, like, they did it right. Like, they did a good job.
Yep. Well done. Well done. So let's let's go back to your behavior. So primarily Instagram, then Facebook, then Twitter, and then YouTube is kind of its own little thing. So I don't know if you can call this social media, but... So Instagram, what engages you most on Instagram?
Personal stories.
Yep.
Mostly it's from people that I follow, like celebrities and things like that, but also just getting a peek inside of my friends' everyday lives. You know, not the perfect stuff, like not the pictures that they post, which are great. Like, I know a lot of people are very critical about, oh, you know, that's not real life, but I think it's your highlights. And if you just take it as somebody's highlights and celebrate their highlights with them, I think it's great.
Yep.
And then when they give you a little peek in the Instagram stories about how their day's really going, I think that's a great way to connect with people. And I think it's fascinating when I'm watching celebrities or, you know, people I don't actually know when they're talking to me, like, you know, just sharing parts of their day. I think it's fascinating.
And then how would you say, well, practically, how do you engage with your church? So we go to Hillsong Church in New York through Instagram. And how do you wish maybe you were engaging with your church? How could the church engage you better on Instagram?
I think two things that they do really well is information.
Yes.
And so, you know, I can always go there to find out if the kids area has moved for the Sunday or, you know, if there's a kids thing going on, I can go to Hillsong Kids and find out the latest and find out what they talked about in the service that day. And, you know, they have questions that you can ask your kids, all of that on Instagram stories. I can go to the sisterhood page and find out when the next event is. I can go to the church page and find out if they had to change venues, because sometimes that happens in New York City, or, you know, find out if there's a special service going on for the week. So they're good at information.
Yes.
And they're also good at some inspiration things.
Yes.
You know, just giving you an encouragement during the week. probably something that they're not as good at is being personal on there. Yeah. You know, I would like to know, like, what they're doing at their staff meetings, yeah. or, you know, what how the pastors are preparing for the week, mm. or, you know, does the worship band practice during the week? What does that look yeah. like? You know, all the preparation. So a little bit of, like, a peek behind the curtain
yeah.
would be really cool. Even, you know, having a pastor take over the Instagram for the day
yeah.
and just giving us a look inside of, you know, what their typical day is, especially, you know, somebody like
Love
Carl.
That.
And, you know, like with Carl Lentz, I follow his personal.
Yes.
And Laura Lentz as well. I follow their personal. So I get a peek that way. But, you know, to tie that into the church and just really show how they're working on the message that week or,
yes.
you know, something like that would be a really cool personal connection.
Yes. And I would say to that point, is that our pastors in many ways minister through their personal accounts more than they do the church account.
Right.
But they also make a personal connection of like, look, I know they like basketball or I know their kids or do dance or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
So they give us like a peek into their personal lives
yeah.
and then they add some inspiration at times. But mm-hmm. I do feel like that creates a good level of connection.
Yeah, I agree.
Anything you think maybe even from on the pastor's leader's personal accounts you wished maybe was different to better connect and engage you as a mom?
Yeah. You know, I think to like the sisterhood, that's what they call like the women's yeah. ministry at Hillsong.
Yeah.
I like that it is sisterhood and not just moms.
Yeah.
Because
good.
I think a lot of times as moms, we get kind of pigeonholed into that yeah. one spot.
Yep.
And, you know, I love being a mom. I love being a wife. But before all that, I am a woman and I am a Christian woman who needs to be fed as such.
Yep.
And so I enjoy that we have sisterhood all together. And it's yep. a whole bunch of women from different ages and backgrounds coming together.
Yes.
And worshiping together. And you know, having services together
yes.
On weeks. So I really appreciate that it's not, I don't always want to talk about my kids,
yeah.
you know, like
yeah.
I really, in order to be the best mom that I can,
yep.
I have to feed myself as a woman first.
Yes.
And then I can become, I can become a good mom and a good wife.
Yep. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, then let's move to Facebook
okay.
a little bit. How, you talked a little bit how you engage on Facebook. How do you see churches engaging on Facebook? Maybe our church, or how do you engage
yeah.
With our church on Facebook, or do you?
Yeah, I don't really engage with our church on Facebook as much.
Yeah.
They have the same posts on Instagram as they do on Facebook,
yep.
But the Facebook ones don't seem to get as much engagement, and
yep.
so I'll typically check it on Instagram to see
yep.
what other people's comments are and
yep.
things like that. So I don't actually see it on Facebook that
yeah.
often. The group that I am involved on Facebook
yes.
is the Upper East Side Moms group.
Yes.
And
I always hear about this Upper East Side Moms Facebook group.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I got this here and I learned about this here and asked this question here.
Yeah.
So talk about the Upper East Side Moms Facebook group.
Okay. So it's UES Mamas and there are 36,500 members.
Yes.
And you have to essentially know somebody to get in the group. I mean, it's not like that exclusive, but you're supposed to be, you know, a Manhattan mom who lives on the Upper East Side
yeah.
and somebody has to vouch for you in order to get in. So, but obviously there's 36,500 and so people move. And so not everybody's
sure.
from that area anymore. But anyways, there's a lot of drama on it.
Okay. What does that mean?
It's
there's
not
drama.
If you get 36,500 moms
yes.
in one, you know, one group, there are a lot of different opinions.
Okay.
And very strong opinions. These are Manhattan moms, like New
yeah.
York City moms.
Yeah.
We've got opinions
yes.
and they're not afraid to let people know. So,
yes.
you know, like anything from vaccination gets a
yeah.
lot of opinions.
Yep.
The moderators do a good job of trying to shut things down, but I mean anything could turn into an argument.
Yep.
You know, schooling, private or public or homeschool,
yep.
How much to pay a nanny or a housekeeper or, you know, people that are helping in the house, you know, all of those, lots of things. It's interesting. So I get on there because most of the time it's interesting, but a lot of people are asking really good questions about where to find the best doctors, the best dentists for your kids. Some people get on and say, you know, we're having this situation. Have you ever been in this situation before? You know, my kid was diagnosed with this sickness. Is this something that you've experienced before? You know, reach out to me, you know, if you have experience. And so there's a lot of really great things that happen. People will get on there. There's a whole different group that started, moms that are helping the immigrant kids that are here, maybe without their parents or trying to get rematched with their parents. And so, you know, they're coming together to help those families who are maybe separated right now. They can find anything or they have connections to anything. If you need tickets to something, or, you know, you want to get in touch with a certain person or celebrity or whatever, like there's a million and three connections through that group. So it's fascinating.
Yes. And I think, I mean, one is church people also have a lot of strong opinions. And I think having a community like that to engage and have conversations and ask questions and connect and probably even get messy at times. I feel like the best opportunity on Facebook is Facebook groups. And the little bit of time you spend on Facebook, it seems like maybe even half of your engagement is in that one Facebook group and probably keeps you engaged to Facebook and becomes your go-to place if you have any question around that topic. And I feel like it can be that way for the church. If you've got any kind of question about the church, I'm going to just go to the First Methodist Facebook group and I'm going to ask them what they think, or if we should watch a movie or not, or if we should, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah, it could be the biggest or the littlest things.
Yes, I think having that community is valuable. So Facebook groups, Twitter, anything you feel like churches could better do as you engage on Twitter a little bit and might engage you?
Not too much on Twitter. I don't know. I mostly just go there to get the highlights of the news and to find out like what's going on in the world. I just go to the what's trending for the most part.
Should churches try, from your perspective, to push a hashtag and try to trend on Twitter on Sundays, or is that really trying too hard from your perspective, or at least to engage moms as we're talking, maybe, or women we're talking about that specific demographic? Or is that really ineffective? Like stay in the lane of Instagram and a Facebook group.
Yeah, I mean, just off the top of my head, I feel like it's ineffective. Like I don't think I would ever search a hashtag. I don't know. Maybe if they were like, if they really pushed it. I might search. I don't know. I just don't see myself searching a hashtag. Or
what about for when you go to sisterhood? Or would that be more an Instagram hashtag would make much more sense?
Yeah, I would. I'd be way more likely on Instagram. To look for that.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. So that's then the gamut. What about YouTube? What would you hope Hillsong did on YouTube, or any church would do on YouTube, as you've been paying, as you're watching more YouTube than TV? What kind of content would you love to see on YouTube?
Something more casual, not just a repost of the sermons. Although that would be good, because our church actually does not repost the sermons. So if I could go to a place where, you know, I could get Carl's sermons that I missed, or I mean, there's a Hillsong channel, so they do have that. So there is a place to get it, but so yeah, like those kind of sermons would be good, but also, just something informal and just, you know, even like a podcast, like we're doing right now, you know, and just showing the recording of it, or,
Perfect. Perfect. Well, any other advice you would give to church leaders that are looking to better engage moms and women on social media from a church member female perspective?
I would say just have a place for the women. And, you know, it may be for moms, you know, specifically out of that, but definitely have a place for women that they can go to, like a special Instagram page or, you know, Facebook group or something, so that they can find out about what's going on for them, but then also just encourage them through the week. You know, encourage the moms who are stay-at-home moms and just say, hey, we're praying for you today. We know what you're doing out there. You know, you're doing good work. Keep it up. And for the ones who are working, you know, working moms or working without kids, just that encouragement. Like, we see you. We know. How can we pray for you this week? Let us know. And just starting that engagement with them.
Yep.
And just knowing that somebody is thinking about you during the week and purposely setting aside this day to pray for you is really nice. And then, you know, kind of like what we talked about in the groups, just having a platform where moms can come ask questions. And like you said, it might get messy. It might get a little opinionated and things like that, but that's okay.
Yes.
You do have to have some ground rules and some admins who can monitor and make sure that things don't get out of control. But you don't want to monitor it too much to where it's boring and vanilla and nobody feels like they can actually answer their questions, their hard questions. And it will take a little while because it's hard for women to admit when they have something, you know, that they need help on. It's very, I mean, I know it's hard for me, whether it's a mom thing or being a wife, it'll take me a while until I can trust the group to open up. But if you give it time and you make it a safe place, people will start to open up. And, you know, if I could go to my church group instead of Upper East Side Moms, I would definitely do that because I would like to hear from people who have the same convictions that I do.
Yes.
And the same, you know, that belief in God that really governs everything. I want to hear from the women who have been there, who've experienced those same things. And so, like I said, it may take a little while because women can be hesitant to open up. But once they do, I think it could be a really valuable resource.
Yes. Yes. That is great advice. I hope you will lean in to that and really be intentional in that way in your church and really look at what you're doing and how you're effectively engaging and giving a community and a place for women to engage and connect with each other online. Katie, thanks for taking the time to be on the podcast. You can follow Katie at Coming to NYC on Instagram. You can also go to her website, comingtonewyorkcity.com. Thanks so much for listening. If you would, leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever it is that you're listening. And go to socialmedia.church for more information about this podcast or show notes and everything you need connected to Social Media Church. Thanks so much for listening.